Legislative session begins today in Lansing. Jack, what should we watch for from Republicans who have majorities in both the House and Senate?
Well, the governor is going to announce his agenda next week and changes to the personal property tax agenda. Essentially, business property tax is the top of his list. But the thing that may throw a spanner into the works is that there is a faction of Republicans who really want right-to-work legislation. That would be sort of legislation aimed at ending the union shop concept in Michigan. This would be sure to exercise the unions in the Democratic Party, and the governor is dead set against this. But some of the people in the legislature have their own agenda, and that'll be fascinating to watch.
How do you think it's going to play out?
Well, this may be a case, Christina, where the governor makes common cause with some of the Democrats in the legislature. He may be able to sort of successfully put this down, but the troops are restless, the natives are restless in the legislature. They feel that last year the governor got most of his priorities, and now they have theirs. But this could be a ticking time bomb for Republicans in the state. Governor Snyder and other Republicans fear that if this becomes a major issue, it'll be that much harder for Republicans to do well at the presidential and other levels in Michigan in the fall, and the governor is very concerned that he keep his majority in the House.
How will the Democrats stay relevant in the minority?
Well, this is a key issue for the Democrats because they feel that public opinion is more or less on their side. If Republicans are united, as they were pretty much all last year, the Democrats are essentially powerless. And indeed, we saw that last year. They have a little more strength in the House, but they're still heavily outnumbered. They have less than a third of the seats in the Senate. So they have to find an issue where it either resonates with the public or whether they can make common cause with the governor and some of the moderate Republicans.
Let's move to national politics, Jack. Mitt Romney won the Republican primary in New Hampshire yesterday. Is Romney the guy?
Well, certainly Romney is the man to beat now. He had a pretty impressive win in New Hampshire. Some say he only got 40% in his state next to his own. He spent millions of dollars there. But Rick Santorum, who had been seen as a great conservative hope, is way, way back there. What happens now, Christina, is there's two primaries to look at, South Carolina, which is on Saturday in 10 days, and then Florida, which is the end of this month. If Romney wins both of those, the Michigan primary will probably be essentially irrelevant, unless he were to do badly here, which nobody expects. He'll probably have the nomination sewn up, but South Carolina may be harder for him, and there have been many people who started strong and finished out of the money, so we'll just have to see.
And finally, the press preview is underway at the Detroit Auto Show. Now, the show comes at a time when Detroit automakers are doing better than they have in the recent past. As the auto companies do better, so does the Michigan economy, and that's good news for the governor, right?
Well, it's good news for the governor, but it may also be even better news for President Obama. Most people agree that the auto bailouts were a success, certainly from the standpoint of the auto companies surviving. Independent analysts say that if they had been allowed to fail, General Motors and Chrysler, Michigan would be in something like the Great Depression today. And since President Obama was the architect of these bailouts, President Bush helped a little bit early on, this could be good political news in Michigan for the president.
All right, Jack. Thanks a lot, as usual.
Always a pleasure.